Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Sheffield Live turns 25 this year, and to celebrate, we're having a party at Hagler's Corner with Sheffield Live DJs, past and present, including Platinum Plates, Mid-Afternoon.
There it is.
Yeah, just a little glitch coming through, but 19th of September, we're live and direct in the Sheffield Live studio, along with the two Bantan Phantom, Smaddy them.
Yes, people.
Everything cool? Yeah, just give me a mic test again, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, your connection seems a little bit low, you know, Star.
Who's mine?
Just tap that one. See what I've got.
One, two.
Yeah, you better off with that one. Yeah, that's what you get with these kind of live show of them, you know.
Minor things.
Yeah, it's no kind of like no setup, no pre-recording business. We just strictly live and direct. Hit Manhattan gone, innit?
I'm dead.
Yeah,
I'm gone.
Yeah,
before we get into that, yeah, let me just drop it different. Yeah, a theme tune, innit? Signature tune with this city boy them.
A couple of
roles
from me.
Oh, the hitman?
Yeah, even his son.
You chat to him?
Yeah, you could talk to him. Because he was a man there who just, you know, he was a people's man. You know what I mean? People's man. So, he didn't really, you know, he never went on with no fierce, like, oh, I'm Ricky Hatton kind of thing. He never did that. I'd be lying if I said he did. You know what I mean? He was alright. Good guy. He represented both sides as well. He represented Manchester when he was boxing. But yeah, his loyalty was to us, to City.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of... in fact, I did a bit of security, some close security, when you fought at the Ponds Forge. I can't even remember who he was fighting against. But it was like an after party at the Keys, you know, that hotel.
Yeah.
Where the canal is. He kind of dealt with it. He kind of won the fight. But what I was surprised with afterwards was his kind of like discipline with the fire stick in his mouth.
Okay.
I'm talking about the cigar.
Okay.
And the pint pot.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And yeah, he did like his drink. Yeah,
he just looked like a... You know, excuse the pun, but just a little pitney, you know what I mean? Afterwards, do you know what I mean? And obviously celebrating in the style that he knows. But, you know, I mean, in them kind of things, the discipline is paramount. I know some people can pull it off. They can smoke and stuff and pull them drink. But I suppose that just depends on your fitness levels and stuff and what you do, I suppose, when you're not
limitations on you have to know your limitations.
Say again.
You said you have to know your limitation.
Yeah, suppose so.
No, man, because...
He dealt with it all right, though. I've got to be honest.
That's what I'm saying. I mean...
He dealt with it all right. He did deal with it all right. Because it's not like once he did it. He did it many a times. And he fought some top fighters.
Right? Well, remember that you were the... all of them really, but Hickman was who he was.
Yeah, I mean he developed a good reputation.
Yeah, you have to respect those back to
in his days, you know. Yeah, you know, you couldn't ramp with him, but it caught up with him when he fought Mayweather, innit?
Yeah.
Mayweather turned him upside down.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And you're the one, Manny
Pacquiao. And Pacquiao, yeah.
Yeah.
Pacquiao.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, turn them upside down.
Well, that's right, period. That's right. Everybody have them.
Him never, you know? He didn't avoid anybody. He went in and did his thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so...
So when did it pass? Was it today, this morning, today?
No, it was on the day when we played, on Sunday. When
Manchester
on Sunday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Heard it.
Sorry.
Yo, we have a... Sorry to interrupt. We have a live call from the Captain Mo. You're live and direct, Captain. Yeah. What you say?
I forgot it was Friday.
Well, you can't come and say that.
No, I forgot that was... So you just finished now?
Yes, stopping eyes. Yeah? We'll get back to you later on.
We're on loud, we're on speaker, man. You're on loudspeaker, live and deck to the world. Yeah.
So everybody.
Oh.
Minibus driver.
Aye.
Be careful.
So yeah.
Yeah, live call from Captain Lamar. I driving people them, you know, yeah. Up and down Sheffield,
doing the service for the public.
Yes, he's giving a service to the community and everybody else. Yes, big him up for that.
Yeah, you know. I mean, you must have seen stuff on TV about the hitman and that. I mean, the yard was kind of like unbelievable, innit? I'm have Jim in there and. And obviously there was a bar in there too, but yeah, I've seen certain documentaries on him. And yeah, I think in the latter part of his career, you knew that he wasn't all that, you know what I mean? And he come out of retirement and he fought one of them kind of like world-time boxer. I think he fought a Mexican guy, innit? But that was just for show.
I was just going to say, was that just for show? Like they do one of them things,
And I think sometimes, the money, grab the money, yes. But sometimes, on another hand, I think it just spoils them, really.
Yeah, because they're going to be...
Yeah.
Why there? The Fury. How much time him retire?
It's true.
How much time that man retire?
Well,
I hear that.
As he back in our days, that's whatever happened after that, whatever show he puts on, I won't judge him on that. It's just a shame whatever happened, but I still judge him from what we saw back in the day. That's who he was. That's the way I remember.
I mean, do you know the kind of like reason, or one of the reasons or the rumors why he was found dead?
Tonight, I'll be honest, I'm just hearing about it now.
Seeing, okay, no problem. CV, year, anything?
Yeah, there's just rumours in it, but I don't go on rumours, so...
Don't
you know, some substances was kind of found just before the fight, actually, before the big scrap. And yeah, maybe OD'd, you know what I mean, pun them, you know what I mean, which I can believe that, you know. I mean, it was his neighbour who alerted the police and stuff, that he'd probably not seen him or whatever.
So found him dead in his yard then?
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, he certainly won't be the first to go that way, you know, and he won't be the last.
I don't get it.
It does happen.
What drives these people that you have your careers, you do whatever, and then when you retire further on in your life, to discover these drugs, then when you get into these drugs, alcohol and all this stuff, what is it?
I mean, maybe at that TS before
him. Maybe so, man.
What take over the minute, you know what I mean, you know. Get addictive. Listen, you know,
as me always says,
addictive personalities and stuff, you know what I mean?
Well, of course
in different ways,
you well know of course mean? Of course it you does
know? So
because like I said, you know, when I used to go in the hospital for my things, and I used to get that morphine.
Yeah.
I tell you, that's something. Hey,
it's high.
Hi, the buzz you got off that. I understand why people will take it for that height. I get that.
Yeah.
But my head works different. We've got to. But that's me, man. But why? For that buzz? For that rush?
I'm not going in and out.
It's a shame that, see, now that's what they're going to say it is in this career.
The man was a top class fighter.
Period.
And he did what he had to do.
Unfortunately,
he's gone. You know? And that's how we've got to look at this man and give him respect. That's it, as far as I'm
concerned. That's what I feel.
Enough respect. You know what I mean? But, you know, I think sometimes, you know, you have to have these kind of conversations where people think whether they're difficult or not, because, you know, somebody somewhere will be listening to this and thinking, do you know what? Why, you know, I can hear what them guys are saying. And some people would have stopped them things from hearing about Ricks. You know what I mean? Some people would have said, why, you know, might have just had a bad thing, bad fix. You know, cause he could all be that. Because what these people them are mix up in it these days for the extra little cash. You know what I mean? Another thing.
But on the flip side, you also read now and nowadays a lot of these that you're getting are more purer than what they used to be. So they're stronger in that sense. So he could have been taking what he normally take, but it could have been a stronger batch still, and he's OD'd on it.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? You just don't know which way it's gone.
I'm just gonna ask, is that what the police have said? That's what is, because no, as far
it's
as
just kinda like as the, far the big, as I'm the big rumors.
I'm gonna say I've not heard no confirmation of that. That's why you see me now really.
You have to wait to the coroner to see what they say in this conversation.
You know what I mean?
But you know, like, I mean, yeah, I mean that they might even just like wrap that up and keep it private anyway.
Could have done.
Do you know what I mean? So
could have done.
You know? But
it wasn't something really needed to know. They found him. Well, they could have just kept it cool and we just find out so the man dead.
Yeah, but people have got a right to know as well on the flip side, you know.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do we?
Family and friends and
yeah, the family and friends and all that thing. But
that leaks out eventually.
Of course it does, people in that respect.
Know his kind of lifestyle, his character. Do you know what I mean? Like I said, I mean, you know, I can't even remember when he fought in Sheffield. I mean, I'd have to Google that for the date, but you know, if I can get the date up, and from them days, the cigar and you know, the juice was, he was knocking it back like, say, it was
going out of fashion.
Yeah, like it was lemonade. Mm. You know what I mean? You know, quenched the thirst. You know what I mean? But yeah, like CV says, I mean, like, yeah, you know, enough kind of respect and, you know, to the man. So, yeah, I mean, just going to flip it again and go into a little bit of arse racing, some corruption.
Again. Yeah.
This guy called Kitts and Higgins have conspired together to commit a corrupt practice by agreeing to stop us achieving its best possible position it has been found. You'd have thought, I mean, before we jump in at it, you thought if you didn't want a horse to win, obviously you're not going to be sort of quite enthusiastic. I'd have thought it'd be kind of quite easy to kind of like prevent a horse from...
Yeah, don't make it run to its full potential.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can give him a whip every so often, but you might not decide for whip him at all. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So what has he done?
Oh,
the guy there, what was he conspiring to do? What did he do?
Well, I'm becoming me a juggle right now. Me a
talk. Me not to say I turn DJ again. Him a pass you this, him a pass you that.
So me just carry on with the story. We're not talk about it.
Well, I didn't know nothing about this racing.
Me no know nothing. That's why I'm asking with the man. Do
racing something because it's not really something that I really take much play. You know,
no, I don't follow the horses, man.
So I didn't know about this scandal business. But there's always scandal in the horse racing. Like them, I do up the horse and I do all kind of stuff.
Give them different kind of drug and all them thing there.
There's always some kind of scandal, isn't there?
I mean, they say that you can tell if they've kind of overfed or fed an ass before a race, because it will just open up its bowels and stuff.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So okay. They were saying that if you watch out for them things, you know, like when them a parade round and that, they're saying that if a horse is kind of like, you
doing
know,
his thing.
Yeah, not to back it because it's just had something to yam.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And them kind of things will... Well, I mean, you can imagine if you were
to get a full belly, you can't move. That's right.
And then you had to do some kind of exercise.
Yeah.
You know, kind of full belly, innit?
That's right. That's right. Well, I don't know about them because I don't run myself, but, you know, I know there may be other people who you know, yam my foods and then operate different, you know what I mean?
Well, when my belly full, me ready for drop a sleeper, that's what I mean. When me sit down, unless I'm out, but if I'm sat in my yard and you have my food and I go upstairs and sit down, me ready for drop a sleep, forget exercise. The only thing that's getting exercise is it. Forget
right,
that.
That's right.
Man, I drop asleep.
You know that yourself.
You I mean, two Zs.
Look when we come up from eating food, everybody's walking a lot slower than when they went in.
That's right. That's right. When you're going and you're just stone and you know, do not exercise.
No,
at
man,
all.
You have
not
to hold up. You have to take your hand, hold up your belly sometimes for relaxing. Well,
maybe like you know, you are a man of fitness, so you can, you know.
It just depends what kind of exercise you're talking.
This is
about,
what we're talking. Really, this is what we're talking. Gymnastics, I mean, and you know.
Yeah, it depends what how people define that.
That's
because
right.
It could be
right.
Just going for a walk, which is just quite healthy when you finish yamming.
Yeah, right. Check it. I'm have done that. Just nice, slow, steady walk.
So,
and before
you
know it,
about that kind of exercise. That's right. You know what I mean?
And you will pick up speed as you use in the colour of the energy. It'll burn it off and you pick up speed. So, in that respect. Yeah, but if you're going to get really deep in that exercise,
What do you mean by deep? Define deep.
Well, say you sit down and you want to do...
deep.
No, say you want to do... All right, let's start deep. But if you want to decide now, I'm going to go home and I'm going to do some sit-up after.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. You go down, you go down and you come back up now.
Traffic trap him, you know. Yeah.
You can't trap the G, man. G now get trapped. No, sir.
So anyway, back to the for your conversation about the horse there.
See.
Well, so
what did he do?
Go then. So them find out that the horse get dope up.
Mm. I mean, it just goes on to say that kids. I mean, only 24 little young youth and that.
Yeah.
And he did so after being threatened by Higgins.
Right.
Independent disciplinary panel. Conducted Kitts was not threatened in the event that he failed to comply with instructions. So Higgins, Kitts is saying that Higgins kind of like threatening him to say, "Yo,
you better do so."
Yeah, you know that ass now come anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so he's using that.
Yeah.
But the panel said, "Nah, we can't really we can't really find any kind of evidence in that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm going to say. There's no
evidence. It's hearsay, isn't it?
It's hearsay. Right.
But I mean, what he should have done, probably get something for boxing in his face and say, yo, Higgins did this.
Yeah.
And go at police or something.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He should have stepped up in a different way. So, yeah, that's only visual.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But nah, that his word against Higgins, isn't it?
Yeah, but he's drawing the man into something now, ain't he?
Yeah.
Look, whichever way it goes, if it's the truth, it's the truth. He ain't got no proof. But if he's innocent now, you've drawn this man into something now with eyes running now and watching him now, ain't it?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I mean, people are going to. They're going to know about Higgins now. He's the father-in-law of Premier League footballer Ashley Barnes. You know, the Barnes.
Plays for Newcastle now.
And he's a, you know, kind of like associated of the horse owner, Alan Clegg. You know, I'm not sure about that the one there, but who was not charged by the British Horse Racing Authority, the BHA. The trainer, Chris Honor, was charged but has been cleared from having any role in the conspiracy. So he's been charged
but then cleared.
He most probably cleared, yeah, because the evidence showed.
I mean, the grey areas, innit? I mean, anything like that, what hits the news, grey areas, like they said, there's no smoke without the fire.
So them
say that.
So it's just, they can't really prove it. That evidence, what they're lacking, but they probably feel like, yeah, they've kind of conspired and conspiracy has gone off. And obviously, Carl must have been involved in that as well. But Higgins, I mean, these guys are kind of from Ireland and stuff. I wonder if he was related to anything to do with to Alex Higgins. You know what I mean? You know?
But Higgins is a common name, so.
Just kind of like.
But you see now, with that camp there now, any horse that comes in and wins a race now, the horse, they're going to scrutinise it, aren't they now?
Yeah, there's always going to be some suspicion.
There's always going to be some suspicion now. They're going to check the horses them just to see if there's anything anyway now. Because you've been drawn into something now. So,
yeah,
you know?
It's true. I just want to put something towards you guys. I mean, it's good to have an opinion on this. I mean, the T20 Ireland, the England got washed out in Dublin.
Are we talking cricket?
Yeah, we've gone into the T20, yeah. And I just think that, do you think it's about time that cricket again stepped up? Because if you look at other sports, I mean, we'll take tennis, for example. They play at Wimbledon, they have it outdoor, they shut the roof if the weather's not...
On certain courts, they can shut the roofs, yeah.
Like that. And do you think cricket should be looking, you know, to go in a different direction and have something like that to... Because, like, I mean, it was sellout with a crowd, but obviously there was nothing happening, not a ball was bought because...
Look at the weather we've had, yeah, the weather we've had.
You know, what's your thoughts on that, G? About maybe, you know, something
where,
kind
can,
of
where,
like,
where it can be played.
Some kind of stadium, right? You know, or, you know, let them spruce one of them up and put a roof on it.
I mean, really, it's not a bad idea. I mean, especially when you've got tournaments like that on, you should be able to now go somewhere just in case, which has got a roof where you can put it over. You don't have to change their pitches, let's say, but you've seen in other sports where they might share a pitch and whatever, you just put the markings down where you can have it indoors and stuff like that, the roof comes in or whatever else. It's not a bad idea because you've just wasted all that money now getting the thing ready, whatever, and you're not even managed to bowl one ball.
And it's true. I mean, people would have took days
so
off.
Lost. And people for all that. So
they would have travelled far. Do you know what I mean? And some people wouldn't even probably set off. They would have said, I've just checked the weather forecast today. I'm not even bothered jumping in Nokia.
It's kind of odd, though, when it comes to the T20, because there's how many different teams, so you've got to have one specific place than where you would play at that tournament. It's not a bad idea. You can hire out a football stadium, maybe if they're not using it for a couple of days. I don't know, but it's money again, isn't it? And where you're going to do it.
You know,
but it would help to solve problems like this. It wouldn't be a problem once it happens. Yeah, shut the roof and play on.
I mean, it should have a problem solving board, and I mean, I think we'd audition for that quite easy. You know what I mean? You know? And just put the roof on it, you know? It's just a thought, you know, to make
because really it is the only outside sport that really that gets affected by the rain, isn't it? Yeah. If it's raining on football, they carry on, don't they?
Yeah,
it is. If it's raining on tennis, unless it's really that bad, they'll carry on. True, you know what I mean? If it gets that bad, they just cover it up and that's it.
Rugby, football,
all those things, they carry on.
They carry on,
but rugby you can't. So I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Athletics. We're jumping to that. I mean, has anybody been watching the World Championships?
I've seen bits of it. I've seen some of it. Yeah,
not at all.
Yeah. What bits have you seen?
Well, I saw some highlights last night and whatever, but I've not sat down and watched any of the full.
Did you see the 100 meters the other day?
Woman or man?
Man, yeah.
Okay.
Oblique Seville. What a title. Oblique Seville.
He
bumped through from yard. He come in first.
Right.
Another yard man.
Second.
Kishian coming like that past the Tushu Pien.
Tushu Pien, yeah, go on.
Remember that tune there?
So that was the final then? Or was it the second? No, I saw some of the heat, no, you see. I've not seen. Final. Right, I didn't see the final.
Yeah. Kishipien, Thompson, Silver. And Noel Lyles, he bust the bronze. I mean, that Niles was kind of like favourite for the title, but he got blown away. Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. The race, it was just kind of like for Oblique Seville. Yeah, it was his time.
It was his time.
Yeah, it was his moment. Took it really well. Good technique. Good start. One guy got disqualified before the race started because, like, and I think this is harsh, and I know the reason why they've brought it in. Not a recent thing, but false start, disqualified.
It's disqualified. I used to get a chance, didn't you? Get two chances, but now it's instant disqualification.
And the thing is, do you know the reason why they brought that in play?
Go on.
Because of the time. It add more time to the event.
Okay.
So imagine if you get, I don't know, let's just say for argument's sake, 3 false starts.
Yeah.
The time.
Which infects onto something.
Right.
So then some big wig said, you know what? I've got to punish these people. Them 1 false start, them out.
Right.
Because remember, that's what happened to Bolt one time, innit? Mm. Remember when he had a false start and... You could feel for him, like, you know what I mean?
I mean, it is bad as well. If you say you're a champion or you've got a good chance of winning and you have 1 false start and you're out, that just changes the whole narrative of the thing then, isn't it, straight away. Mm-hmm. But where do you draw the line?
So was it Jamaica and...
Yeah, and States.
And right. States.
Yeah. It was kind of like... Yeah, it was a big eat because Bolt was watching in the stands as well and bigging up, like... Oblique Seville, you know what I mean?
All right.
Yeah, I mean, well, mate, them boy, they run so fast, innit? You can imagine his mother, innit? Or his elder say, Oblique, come here to me. Gone.
Yeah.
Take 2 lick and you get a little chance to escape, gone. You're gone.
Yeah. So you have to big them up, you know what I mean? But when, you know about it.
But the athletics in Jamaica now, it has improved considerably, I think, whatever else. Because it's stepped up now because they are putting challenges, especially when it comes to the running side of things and whatever else.
It stands up against Americans and anybody else.
Big time. They are. In majority of the heats now, they're standing up there with the Americans and so.
From the Great Britain, the GB, or GB qualifying.
We haven't got many runners now.
100 metres and 200.
From the men, we have in the women's, but not much from the men.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And even watching some of the heats on the women's yesterday and that, I mean, Dean Ashray managed to get through a thing, but we were struggling as well.
As I said, I don't really watch it, so I don't know.
But like I said, I mean, obviously, Lyles was a big bet for the toppers, but like I said, he just couldn't deal with it. But he come in strong, 200 meters. He managed to pick up his goal for that. He's back on the scene. So Lyles banished the painful memories of Tokyo, previously held by the one and only Mr. Bolt.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he says he's in a good place. He can't wait till 2027 to become the only man to win 5 200-meter titles. I mean, let's, you know what,
that's
I said
big,
to him,
that's a big
let's get there first.
Let's get there first, Rupert.
You know what I mean? What is speed, man?
Because I was just going to say, maybe that's the race he should concentrate on now, because we've got, like, my man's just coming through, and there's a few other Jamaican runners that are coming through now. Lyle's been around a few years now.
Yeah.
So maybe the 200 might be the one he should concentrate on. And especially with him going in and say that now.
Yeah.
With him saying that now, he needs to concentrate on that coming up to time.
Yeah, I think you've got a point there, because, you know, I mean, he was...
That's big talk.
Yeah. I mean, that 100 metres, what we're just talking about, he was actually champion for that. And he lost that on Sunday. You know what I mean?
There you go.
You know,
the 100 metres has always been the race, though, isn't it?
And yeah, and that's his favourite discipline as well. But like we said, he just got blown away. You know what I mean? You know, after the final way, he was 0.1 seconds slower. He celebrated like he'd won it. You know what I mean? You know, maybe we're just covering up the wounds. You know what I mean? Like people display their behaviours in different ways when they lose something. It's like saying, yeah, you know, I'm still here. But anybody just switching on the box there, seeing him celebrate, yeah, you would have thought that he won it hands down. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
But yeah, good. It was a good kind of good race. And kind of like, yeah, it was good to see Oblique take the title. And I think Oblique's about, I think it's about 23, you know. It's something like that. It's only a young boy. You know what I mean? You know. Just going to F1. Not gonna like talk about kind of like the stats and the drivers and stuff like that. But it's just that there was a kind of like Norris kind of like had a kind of little crash. Little incident.
Is that the qualifying?
Yeah, that's right.
I've not seen it yet.
But it puts Hamilton like in the lead, and I'm thinking, I've not seen that for years, since Hamilton was kind of like out there leading them, kind of like F1 smaddy them. Do you know what I mean? I've not seen that from time. I think he lost.
Ever since there was that controversy where Red Bull won.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big it was totally wrong. Everything what they did that day was wrong. And what wound me up is that you're celebrating a win that you never really actually won. Even though you won, but the way it was done for you, that's what made you win. Whatever. But ever since that race, he's not been on thingy phone for some reason.
Mm.
Car's not functioning. I mean, since he's gone over to Ferrari now, it's even been worse.
Hmm.
I mean, he had a big crash. Which one was it the other week there? Where were the racing? Not Bahrain, I don't think. But they come round a corner, the car skid cross road, just smash up another barrier.
Mm-mm.
And his teammate Leclerc, that was in about third position, exact same corner, a few more laps, whatever else. Bang, he's done the same thing.
Mm.
Since he's gone to Ferrari, I know he's the highest paid F1 driver now. He is.
Do you think he?
Yeah. The contract what he had with Ferrari now, he's just opened it up now because he's gone over the £100 million bracket, whatever else. So
I just think he deserves that to be the one out there. I mean, if you look at success in the past, present,
well,
maybe
it's a 7-8-time world title.
Yeah, it's definitely a conversation,
and it would be nice to see him come.
Mm-hmm.
Up again before he retires, and time's running out now. But Ferrari is just not performing the way they have. And the bits that I've seen, he has been getting frustrated because Hamilton's one of them. Maybe a few other drivers the same, but Hamilton's one of them. He gets involved.
Mm.
He knows what's going on with the team. He knows how certain things work. So he's been criticizing them on certain things. So the car's not functioning the way that I would drive. And that's the biggest problem they've been having. But and it's showing. It's showing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe if he had stayed with Mercedes, it wouldn't be like this. He might have had another chance because Russell's doing all right on that front. But Ferrari, they need to step the game up now. They're not where they used to be. Leclerc's, they might work, but they're not working. It's all Verstappen now. But this sort of thing now with Norris and Piastri, Dave Land and the Gauntlet, them two.
Yeah, our expertise, G, just kind of like, you know, letting your people know, say, is on it. When it comes to F1, you know, him dep on it, you know. And sometimes we have to tell him to slow down in MKR too. You know what I mean? Cause, yeah. You know, so, yeah, see, that's your warning. From four wheels, we go to two. And, yeah, just going to talk about Tom Peacock. He's getting a bit nervous, a little bit digi, because, you know, being, you know, targeted with the cycling in Spain. You know, because they protesting, pro-Palestine protesters. I mean, you know, in better man car,
so he's
knock
Israel
him
then.
Off his bike, innit?
He's Israel,
you know
it?
What I mean?
So, just run this to me then. So, what's the story then on this guy then?
Britain, Tom Pollock, right, says he's getting a bit nervous. I mean, well,
why?
I mean, because about being targeted after extensive pro-Palestine protests.
So he's been protesting about the about Palestine.
I'm not saying that he's been protesting, oh, but, you know, 26-year-old finished a career best third, mm-hmm, 3 weeks ago racing, right. In the final of the Grand Tour,
okay,
of the pre-season. Mm-hmm. You know, so
where does it?
Has he got every right to be?
Where is he from? Where is he from? Who is it?
Britain's Tom. Yeah.
Right, he races for England. So why is he worried then?
Yeah, I don't understand the impact, mm-hmm, on him. Is he pro Palestine or is he
might have said something in the past, but you know,
I don't.
Or has he said something against Israel? Or
he may have done because, like, you know, he's obviously being targeted. They wouldn't just target somebody like, you know, if you haven't got, you know, like an opinion or something like that, he might have said something, and you know, he's feeling the heat. You
okay.
know what I mean?
Okay.
Because he said, you know, he said obviously he's not going to say nothing now, but I think in the past he may have said something that, you know, he said that he explained that several riders became more worried as a 3 week race progress. The final stage is in Madrid, was abandoned with around 60 kilometers to go. After the process had stormed the course, and minor scuffles broke out with some riders, you know what I mean? So,
you have to protect yourself, you know, ain't it?
100%.
You've got to protect yourself.
Pidoc, who has won two Olympic gold medals in the past in mountain biking and one of the most grueling stages of the Tour de France, spoke of his experience of seeing the disruptions occur. The last stage, when Felix got pushed off his bike, like we're saying, you know, get muscle off your bike, you know, in
is
Madrid
by,
before the race.
By another rider or by...
No, by the protesters.
By the protesters.
Stormed onto the track, you know what I mean? How would you go about kind of like protecting them kind of riders? Because they would have got marshals, it would have been fenced off, you know what I mean?
It's impossible, you can't, because it's open road, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very difficult thing to marshal, to, because anybody
anywhere
can just run out.
You don't even have to run out, if you just fling something or whatever else.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean?
But
I squirt something on somebody.
I mean, it depends what he's gone and done and what he said. If he's gone and said something or whatever else, then it depends who he said it against and who,
I mean,
whatever else.
Yeah, they're not going to go legal. What he said, I mean, you know, some people look at that as free
freedom of speech.
Yeah.
We all keep hyping about it, but now they're trying to knock all that on, but that's another story anyway. But freedom of speech, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's entitled to opinion. Your opinion's not going to fall well with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean to say you have to start doing these protests to whatever else. When involving certain people, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's dangerous, really, isn't it? It's dangerous.
I would say so, because it's the unknown, isn't it? You don't know what's going to happen. He's out there trying to do his best, and somebody can just come and just mash him up in a couple of seconds, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side, that person could run out to mash him up and they end up getting damaged. Which I feel them fault still, but
you've
got to pick your time and places for these protests. And when people are in sports like that and they're riding, that's a danger.
Yeah, it's true.
That's a danger.
You know what I mean?
But there has to be something why he's specifically saying why he's afraid.
But I mean, not just him, the riders are saying that they kind of feel it too. But I feel so. I mean, what I'm feeling is that, you know, in the past he must have said something, you know what I mean, and it's kind of like, you know, caused a little friction between people. So, you know, must have think, yeah, do you know what I mean? We can target him, easy target, on two wheels, fling him off his bike, and
yeah, you've got to be careful about what you're saying.
So,
are
the rider there? You know what I mean? Better mind yourself.
Yeah, you've got to be careful what you're saying when you're involved in certain things and whatever else. You know,
see
what
it then, you know. Into the, you know, the last business part of the show, 20 minutes to go.
What about the boxing?
And go for it.
What did you think to the boxing with Cornelio and Crawford?
The boxing?
Yeah.
I did say and whatever about Crawford beating him, and I think it wasn't the fight we expected. I think a lot of people's expecting Sid's fight because Cornelio's a brawler. As far as I'm concerned, that's his style. He likes to go in there and knock people out. Where I said Crawford uses his head.
He was very technical in that fight. From the highlights that I saw, Crawford was very technical.
Very, very. And yeah, that's right. because you could see Cornelio was getting frustrated. He wanted to find Cornelio wasn't playing his game.
He couldn't do what he'd normally do.
That's right.
Do you know what I mean? And he just got outclassed, basically, by the better guy.
Yeah.
You know? Did you watch the fight, G?
I watched it on the tube. Right. I turn over the telly to watch it, like I tell him, and forget about it because I was on the tube watching something else. Let me remember now. Me gone a bed already. Okay. We never watched the boxing, but I found it the next day.
I watched
the highlights.
Because at them times, the showing was supposed to be about 2 o'clock, and I don't even think it started at that.
The show started at 2.
Yeah.
But they didn't fight till later on anyway.
That was no, you know what I mean?
I think it was a 5-hour slot, whatever. But it came on pretty early still.
Nah, I had to get up because I was going to match. I was going to watch City and United, weren't I? So I said, nah.
But Crawford did look good at that weight. Mm. Pumped up to that weight and it did look good. And that's the first I've ever seen Crawford in, well, I was going to say a situation, but it wasn't really played it well, that he was on the outside, moving around, whatever else. Usually it's like in Cornelius' position where he's coming at you, but this time he was on the outside. But he kept moving.
He never
stopped moving.
I saw in the highlights that where Cornelio like went to knock down his hand so that he could come in with that right, and Crawford just slipped him and pow, and connected. Yeah,
he worked well on the outside. He kept moving. He kept picking him off. That's why he got unanimous decisions and whatever else. But that leg there, the one that Casey or Morris that sent it virus on the WhatsApp group. When Cornelio spin round like that.
Me
and my wife was watching and she goes, wow, that one spun him, didn't he? Because it did at his face expression. That was a good lick.
Wait, what do you reckon to the belts? You know, can you fling him the three belts, innit?
Is it 3 or 4 that him get from Cornelio? Want it 4?
I think 3 or 4.
Hasn't he got them all now?
Yeah, he got the belts, but what he's done is giving those back to Cornelio, because he's got his name engraved on those.
Yeah.
So what they'll do, they'll get some more belts and it'll have Crawford's name on.
Give it back to Cornelio.
Yeah, because just those belts...
Pass them over,
give them in back and whatever. But at least now they have a good respect for one another. We saw that at the end of the fight, before the fight, they got respect
because I saw some shows and they were sat side by side.
Having
a good banter, good laugh.
You
know what I mean?
And Cornelio really was showing him respect.
He
was saying lots of positive 100% things about him and that.
Yeah.
So I've got to say the fighters were very good.
I don't think there's many man what would hand over them three belts and say, yo, take them.
Yeah.
Not many boxers. Well, they said, to what they said, a few boxers done that, but he did it.
I
take them home, man.
Yeah, me no, so you know, I give them nothing.
I'm showing him respect and all them kind of things, but I'm taking them home.
Yeah, I did. You know what I mean?
You polish up. Polish them.
I did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But every time you polish them, you're going to see his name, though.
No business. I tree belt me, win me, win them, innit?
You see what I mean?
You know? Well, there you go. That's where the respect come in. Go back. Went to see the man.
I'm not saying, you know, that.
You owe them.
You can't respect them. Because, you know, there's been many fights and man have the utmost respect, but them take them belt. Do you know what I mean? You know?
You know, like Jody said, don't give a damn about nothing else. You know, just take the belt, them warm.
You know, you win them.
Yeah,
you win them. Why
win
not?
Them? Take them warm, like, you know.
Hey, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, it's a good spot that still. But yeah, it was good. It's good for the. I think it's good for the that YouTube and that. Yeah, you have them facilities to watch the highlights. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that's.
Do you know what I mean? Cause back in the days, it's like,
you
would,
if
like,
you missed it, you missed
tell
it.
A lie. I tell a lie. Isn't it? So, it was on Netflix, it, won't it?
Yeah.
And I got Netflix, so I went back on Netflix the next day and I saw the full fight, whatever else. But you go on the tube, you see the highlights of different
like
stuff.
So that's what I did the next morning. I got up, I said, oh, let me have a quick check on that. Because like I said, I had to go to the Etihad dinner. So, you know.
Yeah, the Etihad, I call, innit?
That's right. You know what I mean? That's right. That's right.
Did you win?
Eh?
We get into the dangerous part of it, but let's cover the championship first. Because we leave
but they won the other day, didn't
leave
they?
The premiership to the last. You know what I mean?
The championship, you won 2-0 the other day, didn't you?
Yeah, no. Sheffield United. If we're talking the premiership, Sheffield
sorry,
United,
I thought we was going on about the
Sheffield United and
we're just talking about Man City. Sorry.
Well, Sheffield.
I think you have to talk about the wildfire, innit? The return of Wilder, innit? Really?
Well,
yes.
Him,
I mean,
him come back and
had look at that,
to,
eh?
You know what a turnaround. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like I was saying to you, CV, I think that, you know, I mean, people are you're always gonna get opinions and stuff, but I think when, you know, a consortium, you know, you put money into the pot, you buy the club, you can do basically what you want. You
can,
I mean?
Because you
can
own
change
the club.
Your manager and stuff like that. You,
correct.
You put down your marker and
yeah,
stuff.
That's right, yeah, that's right. You're entitled to, aren't you?
And to be
are
fair,
you a team?
Yeah, to be fair, that's what they did. And to be fair to them again, them double back and say, yo, we need you back in at this seat because this guy's not doing it.
Well, for me,
you know,
for me, I don't think they did the history on this guy because this guy, maybe a couple of weeks before, was sacked by Hull, right? And it was the same kind of something again. Right, he wasn't really doing it for Hull, so Hull decided, you know what, we're going to part our ways, and they sacked him. Now this new what you
consultium
call it? Consultium,
the American boy.
They came in. My understanding was, and it's rumors, and I will say that rumors. They said when even at the final between Sheffield United and Sunderland. They said whether they won it or not, they still wanted to change the manager.
I believe so.
Again,
yeah,
that's the. But again,
okay.
Let me repeat.
I believe
again,
that's right.
That is rumors. Okay. They still wanted to change the manager. Now, for me, these people who have come in, I don't believe you've done or researched
your
the manager.
Diligence.
Right? Because for me, if you did research that manager.
You wanted to see him in the first place.
For starters, Chris Wilder. He's a man. He's been in the championship many times. He's managed different teams in the championship, right? And he's done well. He's done well. He knows the championship. He knows how. He knows what it takes to get out of the championship because he's done it already, right? So how can you be coming in and thinking to yourself, right? Nah, this guy don't. I don't believe this guy's going to do it for us or whatever. We're going to bring in this other guy. Nah, you didn't do the homework properly, right?
Yeah,
but
I mean,
you see, what always gets me is why when if somebody's doing good in the team, like my guy was doing for Sheffield Wednesday, the black guy, I can't remember his name now.
Ooh.
Whatever. What the about manager?
Darren Moyata.
Yeah, they were doing all right under him.
Darren, they were doing all right under him,
but just because he wanted a little more money and stuff. Rumors, let's stick to the rumors. No. Whatever else. You wanted a little bit more money, and my man said, I'm not paying you that, whatever else. Got a shut off him, and since then, Wednesday's just gone boop, 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 down. Now, I don't understand if you've got a good manager, why are you going to get shut to that manager?
Why?
If you have a disagreement,
he's
there to do what you've employed him to do to manage the team, and if the team is doing all right, then you need to set yourself better.
But
even as your owner, if the man is doing all right for the team, the team is moving up. Why are you going to get shut to that man just because you and him don't get on? If he's doing a damn good job,
but it happens, and
it happens.
And like they say, the owners can do what they want. I mean, not to defer too much, but it's like you knowing it from Forest doing really well.
Yeah, that's right.
What happened to him. So that it can happen to anybody, but sticking on the path, I mean, for me, I heard it was about the AI signings and stuff like that, because Wilder wasn't really too in love with that system. Do you know what I mean? So they wanted somebody who was kind of more kind of adverse to that, you know,
adapt.
To the
somebody would adapt to their way of thinking, so, and stuff. Yes.
Yeah, and also, I mean, big rumors again. You know what I mean? Was like didn't really fancy Wilder, and they got told to stay clear of him from long time before that. So I do believe what CV said, that if they'd gone up, you know what I mean, through the mm-hmm. playoff rules, he would have got a check out of it anyway, and get a little food and that, you know what I mean. So
But now you've got egg on your face, you've got to go back to the man and begin to come back.
I wouldn't really say, it's your opinion. I won't really say them to my egg upon them fierce, but I think having the kind of like the bottle as well to say, to realise, do you know what I mean,
we've made a mistake
and put it right.
Yeah.
I think that takes
yeah,
a lot.
To admit you're wrong, yeah.
Because like they could have easily gone down a different route, open it up, like managers would have applied for that. It's a big club, it's quite you know what I mean, they're not in no big kind of like debt business and that. It's still an attractive kind of like, you know, top end, you know, championship.
That they could have found another manager.
Managers would have been quite easy. I mean, you know.
Why go back to Wilder?
Because like he's kind of like, for me, short term goal ticks that box big time.
He's the man down at Bramall Lane. Simple as that. The fans love him.
But I mean, and people could slate me for this, but you know, if they do go up in the championship. So if they do go up from the championship, I would suggest a big, massive change. You know what I mean? At the top. You know what I mean? Because there was even talking about that David Weir as football, what do you call him? That director of football, that Weir. And he did worse him. You know what I mean? He didn't, I think he won a couple of games, but it was shocking when he took over. So, yeah, I mean, going onto the game, because we're running out of time still. Tomorrow, big lift. Atmosphere is going to be electric.
I reckon so.
100% win for me. It's a banker
against Charlton. Yeah, yeah.
It's a banker. That
I think, you know, obviously, I mean, it's going to be Wilder's first game back.
Yeah,
all the crowd, a large percentage of the Sheffield United fans were behind him and didn't want him to.
This is what I'm saying. He had the support of the fans.
Didn't want him to leave. So now, they're all going to be behind him, and obviously it's going to create a massive atmosphere down there. And I think, unfortunately for Charlton have had to play him when he's come back. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I was reading something where you're saying it's going to take a few games for him to get back in and get things back, maybe how he had it, or to get that structure back, what he had from where they are now. So if the draw tomorrow or something, we can't blame him or whatever else in that respect. He's just got his foot back. And whatever he's just got his foot back and come back.
He might take some of the responsibility in the plays.
The fans are going to prop him. They're not going to watch that. If they lose one, I'm getting out. The fans aren't going to blame him tomorrow.
Because, like, I mean, look, it's like, look what happened to the last manager, you know what I mean? Sellers didn't win nothing, so I didn't blame him and gone.
Yeah, that's fair enough, though. That's fair enough.
You know, so if Wilder, it's the tech respect. It's his kind of orders under his direction. But they plays them, you know, when they cross the line, you know, they have to make kind of like decisions. And they have to get most of them decisions right. Own banker for me, win.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
All day long.
I'm rooting 92-1.
Yeah, I would say that. I would say definitely, yeah.
Okay, the Pompey Chimes, they entertain Sheffield Wednesday tomorrow.
At Fratton Park.
Dangerous place to travel down there, isn't it? Portsmouth. Did you ever go down there in the past with them Pompey boy them?
I've never really been to Fratton Park, no.
I've had some dealing with them.
I've had meetings with them in the past at our place.
How did the meetings go? Did they go all right?
Well, there was how I saw it, right? Very friendly meetings. Hey! From my point of view,
they were
very friendly. Very friendly.
Yeah, for shirt them hand and that.
Yeah, let me tell you,
some fist bumps and things.
There was all that. There was even at times where showing them around the Piccadilly Gardens and that. We were showing them the views and that, because some of them were like, oh, what's this place and whatever, you know, when you run around sometimes, don't you, when you're running around, and sometimes
it's like it should be like some kind of ambassador
I've come across them before.
I think they've got a 657 or something, or I've heard about them. They've got like a hooligan element or something called a 657.
Okay.
And I just think to myself, ridiculous, isn't it? Fancy calling yourself 657 after the train. But anyway, we move on.
They're going to go in like the train. Straight in, isn't it?
I mean,
so you never met the 657 people then, no?
I beg your pardon?
You never met those, any of those? No,
I've been
training matches.
Never circulated keep well away from that. People before. No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, so I think basically they get unstuck again, you know, because
I would say so.
On pitch, dangerous, you know. You know what I mean?
Okay. I would say on the home pitch, I would be saying, unfortunately for Wednesday,
it
looks like it could be another defeat.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We're not going to bother with the score. We're just going to say it's going to be a defeat.
It looks like another defeat to me.
Okay.
Looks like said I'm so, I just got on there for the ride. Mm. You know what I mean? Prem on Sunday, Arsenal entertain Man City, big clash.
We do.
Be a good game this for a neutral.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yago?
No, it's away. So, okay. So they I would say now, as long as City don't lose, if we get a draw down there, that's pretty good.
You're happy with that?
Right, I'd be very happy with that if we get a draw down there.
Uh-huh.
Because City's picked up a little bit on the form at the moment. I mean, obviously, you've always, during this programme, I spoke about going to watch City last week against Manchester United. And for me, really, Manchester United were embarrassed last week. They really were embarrassed.
What was the score of that match?
It was City 3, Manchester United 0. So it was a very embarrassing score for them. And to be fair, it could have been a lot more than 3-0. It could have been maybe 4-5-0.
Okay.
Really. So they really.
So City took it to them then?
Yes, to be fair. It wasn't really a game. They were a poor side.
Okay. Poor side. But you're happy with that, don't you?
I was very happy with that. Because to be fair, and I'll be honest with you, if we'd have lost to them, it would have been a big embarrassment to City. Because with all due respect, if Grimsby can knock them out of the cup, really,
I hear that.
And we're at home playing against. They're not.
No, so you had a good drive coming back home then, didn't you?
With all due respect, like I said to many other people before, it was normal service resumed.
Hey, okay, last 2 minutes left for the
show.
Go
on then, go on.
The Arsenal game. Let's get back on track.
Arsenal.
What kind of threats do you see coming from Arsenal tomorrow?
Arsenal. They'll have to take it to us. To be fair, they're at home, right? They'll have to take it to us. But for me, our defence has tightened up really well now.
Mm.
It really has tightened up really well, and the attacking, what we've got now with such as like Doku, my word.
Yeah, it's just a different smaddy in Doku, isn't it?
He's just unbelievable.
So, you know, I'm
looking at if we get a draw, I'm happy with that. But if we can nick a win, lovely. So
the man will be on Doku tomorrow then, won't they? His markers.
We're playing We're playing Sundays, but
Sunday, sorry.
Okay, we've got seconds left anyway. All right. Okay. You know, it's been
you
a
take
good show
then.
Again.
Yeah, it's been all right. It's been okay.
Yeah,
latest.
May I play you out?
All right. Guidance, people.